a Visu test for syphilis and gonorrhea. Created and produced by Trainex Corporation. This Visu test will enable you to evaluate and reinforce the concepts you have learned from the program. For this exercise, you will need only a pencil and paper. Please check your own answers. First, look at and listen to each question. Then you or your instructor should stop the equipment to allow time to answer the question. After the answer is complete, start the equipment, listen to the answer given in the Visu test, and stop the equipment again to check the answer. Then start the equipment and go to the next question. If you have difficulty, refer to the program for further review. Question number one. List five ways in which this disease is transmitted in the order of frequency of transmission. The five ways in which syphilis is transmitted in order of frequency are 1. Most frequently by sexual contact. 2. Moist kissing, not the dry peck. 3. Prenatal exposure. An infected mother may give the disease to her unborn baby. 4. Accidental direct inoculation. And 5. Digital sex play. Question number 2. What is the incubation period for this disease, and how long is an individual with this disease considered highly contagious sexually? The incubation period for the primary stage of syphilis is 9 to 90 days, with the average being 3 weeks. An individual with syphilis is considered highly contagious sexually for the first year after infection. Question number 3. Name the method used to establish the diagnosis of this disease. The diagnosis of primary syphilis is established by demonstrating the presence of the microorganism T. pallidum on a dark field examination. Question number 4. List the three major complexes that signs and symptoms of this disease are grouped into. The three major complexes that the signs and symptoms of secondary syphilis are grouped into are 1. Influenza-like syndrome. 2. Generalized lymphadenopathy. 3. Generalized skin eruptions. Question number 5. Give the stage of syphilis in which this lesion may be found, and name three other areas of the body where eruptions are likely to be found. This lesion may be found in the secondary stage of syphilis. Three body areas where the eruptions of secondary syphilis are likely to be found are 1. Flexion creases of the body. 2. Mucous membranes, such as the tongue. 3. Annular lesions in the nasolabial area. Question number 6. When would these eruptions of syphilis be likely to evolve? Also, name at least two other conditions that they resemble. The pustular lesions of secondary syphilis are the last to evolve. They may resemble the eruption seen in 1. Acne, 2. Impetigo, 3. Chronic chickenpox or smallpox. Question number 7. Contrast the ease of diagnosis of this disease in the male to that of diagnosing the same disease in the female. The diagnosis of acute gonorrhea is not difficult in the male, due to the urethral discharge and sensations of discomfort. But in 75% of females infected, there are no subjective symptoms of the disease, and they are not aware of any discharge. Question number 8. List the three ways this disease is transmitted. Gonorrhea is transmitted, 1, almost always by sexual contact. 2. by direct inoculation as a result of contaminated instruments. And three, by passage of a newborn through an infected birth canal. Question number 9. On what does a differential diagnosis between this condition and gonorrhea in the female depend? A differential diagnosis between Trichomonas vaginalis and gonorrhea in a female depends on pinpointing the source of the leucorrhea, vaginitis, cervicitis, or endocervicitis. Question number 10. What is the best source of up-to-date information on the treatment of these diseases? Because of the rapid changes in the treatment of gonorrhea and syphilis, your best source of up-to-date information is your state or local health department. An understanding of the material presented in this VISU test will provide you with a basis for future studies and will enhance your ability to provide better patient care. Remember, if further review is needed, refer to the main film strip program or consult your instructor.